It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living approach. Here's Howard.
Welcome, everybody. Delighted to have you with me, and we're going to have some fun today talking green living. I've got a guest coming up in just a second here, a friend of mine, and you've probably heard her if you're around the Dallas-Fort Worth area or around the country where she's on the air, and we'll talk about that. Marty Whittakin is who I'm talking about, and she'll be with us in just a minute. First of all, I wanted to talk about something that I did the other day that we have for you on the website now. I did a talk in Shreveport and spoke to the master gardeners there, the master gardeners of the LSU system in Shreveport, and real good turnout, really interested people, interested in organics and everything. But where we had it was at the American Rose Society's headquarters in Shreveport, and we have, as you know, if you've been on the website much at all or heard my show any, you know that we put a lot of travel information in addition to green living and organic gardening and everything on the website. And Doreen, my assistant, has found a new way to put the slides on there in a slideshow. So we've got photographs of the headquarters. I got there early enough to be able to take a tour around the place, and place was at peak with flowers or pretty close to it, and in a lot of cases on certain varieties definitely was at peak, and got the shots on there. So check it out if you're anywhere near Shreveport anytime soon. I'd recommend you go by and take a look at the place. It's a big garden. I had no idea it was as big as it was, and really pretty. Not organic. We got a little work to do to convert them over to that, but that's coming up. If you want to be on the show with us, if you have a question for Marty or me, the number is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Marty Whittakin, friend of mine for, gosh, too many years to remember, I guess now, Marty. A certified clinical nutritionist. What is that?
Well, that's rather on the order of being a dietitian, except it has a different focus in the study, a little bit more on the therapy side, more on supplementation and so on, but very similar requirements, at least as stringent. And there's an organization called the International and American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, and often chiropractors and doctors, dentists, pharmacists will go that route as well to be able to kind of get up to speed on nutrition and how it can help us stay healthy.
Are more doctors these days getting into the nutrition side? I know in the past that's been an issue.
Well, surely in the time that I've been in nutrition since the very early 80s, when if you ever heard of one, everybody flocked around them because on a national basis. Now there are a lot of them. They still tend to be under the radar, though, because They're not supported by any of the usual systems. So I have the greatest respect for doctors that go outside the system that teaches them mainly about drugs. If they go to a nutrition seminar, nobody's paying their way like they do to a pharmaceutical conference. They have to pay their own way, pay usually high tuition fees. They have to travel, take time away from their practice. So they've got to really want to. Nobody makes it easy. And once they go that route, though, they never go back because it's so much more fun to practice medicine that way when they see people actually getting well.
Yeah, it actually works.
Yeah, it works.
Well, that's great. Well, Marty's website you can go to, it's what is it? It's radiomarty.com. Is that where they need to
That's
go to find out all your stuff? And she is on the radio, and where she is on the radio is the easiest way to find all that is to go to the website, radiomarty.com. Are you streamed live while you do your show?
Streamed live, podcast, XM,
all that good stuff. Okay, good.
If you want to find it, it's not that hard.
And let's see, what else do I need to say before we get into what we're really wanting to talk about today? The name of her show is Healthy by Nature. That's the name of the radio show. She has how many books now?
Just two. I'm way, way, way behind you. But it took me a long time to get the first one done. The first one, I'll say the name for you because tongue twister. It was made for the newsstand, not for radio. It's Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, and Prilosec. In other words, if you've got acid reflux or heartburn, it's a book about digestion. The next one is a lot easier. It's aloe vera.
Aloe vera. So, yeah, I heard that you had that coming up. Is it out or is it coming
yes,
up?
Yes, it's out.
Okay.
I should have thought to bring you one. We could. I could come in someday and we could just talk about the plant aloe vera.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I've actually consulted on a 125-hectare aloe vera growing operation in Costa Rica one time. So I've got enough knowledge about aloe vera to be dangerous. The most interesting thing that I taught them when I was doing that work down there, they had a problem with their crews letting the plant go to flower. And of course, when that happens, you know, the energy is going into the flower rather than into the leaves. And they couldn't get the people working in the fields to be real consistent about keeping the flowers cut off. And so we had stopped and I walked out in a row of aloe vera and just kind of casually walking around. As I headed back to the Jeep, I just casually reached over and snapped off a flower of aloe vera and started eating it on the way back to the car. And we never had a problem with the flowers staying on there too long again. They saw me doing that and asked me about it, and I said, yeah, it's not only good for you, but it's very good nutrition and good for you. And so from that point forward, the workers always snapped the flowers off and ate them.
Oh, yeah, so they kind of grazed their way through and solved
right.
the problem.
Well, speaking of supplements that you mentioned early in the in your comments there, that's the main thing I wanted to have Marty on to talk about today. A lot of people think that one political party is more open-minded and more progressive and more helpful in the ways that in the areas that we are involved in, and that's not necessarily the case. And a good point on that is what we started talking about last week. Not sure we have any friends in Congress, but there's a new bill out there, and I know I heard you talking about it on your show. Why don't you just give people a little background of this bill, and then we'll talk about the character that's the main one that is involved here.
Okay. If I could take a quick detour on the way
sure.
to that, the Rose Center in Shreveport,
mm-hmm.
I was there just a few weeks ago for
oh, really?
My mother-in-law's 90th birthday.
Oh,
we had the party there.
I heard that. Was it really in flower 2 weeks ago too?
Yeah, we were. Actually, it was at the end of March, so it's been a month.
And okay,
no,
so
we
things
were
weren't
before
in flower,
all
yeah.
that. Before all that, but she is so in love with that that she donated all the kitchen equipment and she's donated a lot of things around the park. So we're very high on the Rose Center.
It's beautiful.
It's a regional asset that people aren't aware of, and it's on the east side of Shreveport, so
that's right.
If you were going through, you wouldn't want to get into town and then have to back up. But yeah, lovely place, and I was tickled when you started to talk about it. I'll pass that on to her when I call her tomorrow about Mother's Day.
Yeah, you can click on it right on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. It takes you through those slides, and we'll beef that up with hopefully some information, links to them, and all that when we have time. But anyway, let's talk about supplements.
Well. Yeah. Now, you say maybe we don't have any friends. We have two that when it comes to health and nutrition, particularly the use of supplements and herbs and that kind of thing, that have been stalwarts, one from each party.
Mm-hmm.
In the Senate, we have Senator Orrin Hatch
okay.
and Senator Tom Harkin. They have always gone to bat. And because they personally use supplements, they know how important they are.
Okay, they get it, huh? Yeah.
And Senator Hatch comes from Utah, where a lot of the herbal companies are headquartered. So they have been a voice of reason through all these many years. Well, every once in a while, something will pop up in a different area, sometimes where you least expect it. And if we're talking about the Food and Drug Administration doing regulations on supplements, well, then everybody pays attention. So what they do is they will slip a little something in here as an amendment on some big bill that's rolling through on a steamroller.
Totally like, unrelated.
Unrelated, yeah. Like in this case, the banking bill. And before anybody even knew about it, it already had passed kind of in the middle of the night in the House. So now the battle's in the Senate.
Well, we'll talk more about this little issue when we come back. Don't know if we can do anything about it, but letting people know about it is the first step. Howard Garrett with Marty Whittakin. You want to call 866-444-3478. We will be back right after this.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? You have areas where things don't grow well or at all. Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type, and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
The new biological products from Thrive are products that I recommend as highly as anything I've ever recommended because they work so well. They are beneficial bacteria products, also mycorrhizal fungi in the products. They will help you with plant growth, clean up pet odors, and clear up ponds and water features. They work incredibly well in your herb garden, vegetable garden, potted plants, or turf. Make sure you get the Alpha Biosystems product called Thrive. AlphaBiosystems.com is the website.
Every year, more than 1 million children are poisoned by common household chemicals. Why take chances with your family's health when there's a safe alternative? EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Proven effective against bugs, but safe for people, pets, and the environment. EcoSmart is so safe, it can say it on the label. Can your pesticide do that? Look for the green and white packages with pictures of children and pets. Not just smart, EcoSmart.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit HowardGarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on HowardGarrett.com today. It's easy to start maintaining your yard and garden the natural way. It's not complicated. Just follow Mother Nature's guide. Avoid doing anything that hurts the life in the soil. Choose only those activities that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and below the soil. First, stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. All high nitrogen synthetic products are bad. Avoid the nitrogen-only products because they are even worse. Second, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. Third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions and make wise decisions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the frequency and volume of watering needed. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit HowardGarrett.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and I'm visiting this morning with Marty Whittaken, and Marty is giving us a little insight on something that's going on in Congress that's a little bit troublesome. There's a new bill. It's a banking bill, you say, huh?
It's a finance reform. So everybody would be saying, yes, let's do that. And the problem, and I should back up and tell people why I know something about this.
Sure.
At one time, I was president of the National Nutritional Foods Association, which is the trade association for all of the manufacturers, the distributors, the retailers in the whole natural foods vitamin industry. And it happened to be at a time when just landmark legislation was needed. And so I was in Washington every other week, and I was in a lot of congressional hearings. I was in a lot of back rooms, not so much the smoke-filled rooms. I wasn't allowed in there, but back room kinds of things. So I got up close and personal with how things work. And some of it is inspiring. The biggest part of it is pretty darn scary, actually. And I'm really happy to see people getting more involved in paying attention to government these days because of the way things happen. Well, most things move very slowly and deliberately, and there are hearings, and they tear it apart, and they look at it in all these different ways. And you have interest groups of various kinds come in and tell their side of the story. And when you do that, you're less likely to have the big bugaboo in Washington is unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could tell us a whole lot of unintended consequences that people have when they do the wrong things with their lawn and garden.
Oh, sure.
And
all the time.
Daily. Landscaping. You know, they think, well, I'm solving this problem, and that meanwhile they've created three others.
Sure.
Well, that's what happens with legislation. And when you have one that gets on a real fast track and goes through in a hurry because there's a lot of emotion around it, and there's, generally speaking, some bipartisan support for the main concept, the trouble then is in the details of how they wrote the legislation or how it gets implemented later, or an amendment gets thrown on. Somebody whose support is really critical has their own pet peeve. They put in an amendment on this bill, so it's going through fast without anybody looking at it. And so much of what happens there is done by 20-year-olds and kids that are just out of college. They're looking this over and they're saying, well, this bill says something about just kind of reviewing what the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, can do. And that sounds pretty boring and nobody digs into it, but it could have a really big impact.
on the availability of supplements to people?
Indirectly. It doesn't say, oh, well, we're going to take things off the market, because that's the purview of the Food and Drug Administration. But what the Federal Trade Commission controls is how you can advertise, what you can say about your product. So indirectly, if you get companies that are beat up on that front, they can go out of business and not be able to provide the product because they can't sell it. I mean, you can imagine if you had something that was good for your garden, but you just had to say, trust me, it's good for your garden. And you wouldn't, in your case, they'd buy it anyway because they trust you. But they have to be able to tell something about it. And
that's what they want to limit, is what details you can say about these things?
This legislation would allow the FTC to set up advertising guidelines that were different than what the Food and Drug Administration has. And the Food and Drug Administration already has extremely stringent regulations. You can't tell what a nutrient does. Like on my show earlier on the Word 100.7, we were talking with a pharmacist about magnesium and how important that is and how it's taken out of the foods and not added back in, and it would prevent all kinds of cardiac problems and sudden death from heart attacks and so on. You can't say any of that because it's a nutrient. It's not a drug. So,
well, now, you can say it editorially like you were doing. But if you're selling the product, you're saying you can't say those things.
Good clarification. That's exactly
in the advertising.
But in the real world, where people learn is not so much from tuning into my show. They learn because they read packages and they see advertising in magazines. And so it's already severely limited. This would allow the FTC to kind of go off on their own with no oversight, make up their own rules. And then there were also some things that looked like they could really punish businesses at will. And you give an agency too much power, they will run amok just because.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what they do.
So it controls advertising and what can go on the label of the product, those two things primarily?
The labeling issue is more FDA, but it's more the advertising and just business practices. And if one company helps somebody else, it might even affect me that if I say something on my show is a business, if I inadvertently helped somebody do something wrong, they could come after me. It's just way too loosey-goosey. And it's Senate Bill 3172. And on the homepage, just to make it easy for people, on RadioMarty.com, there's a big warning at the top and a place where you can click, find out who your representatives and senators are. You can take action. You can write letters, do whatever you need to do.
We'll put a link on our website as well. This may just be my dyslexia, but I wrote down originally 3217. Is that just the wrong number?
I printed this off of the – oh, you know what?
Are you more dyslexic than me?
Actually, I took this off of an official website. They have it 3217 and 3172.
We'll look it up
really
real quick during this break.
It probably is 3217. And somebody else was dyslexic when I printed this out, and I just grabbed the wrong one.
Howard Garrett, Marty Whittakin, be right back.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's MoleScram, the one mole repellent that really works. MoleScram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. MoleScram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get MoleScram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to MoleScram.com. MoleScram, the name says it all.
Learn how to live a healthier and more natural lifestyle by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is cost-effective, fun, and the most successful of any approach. You can learn about growing delicious, healthy food, pet management, saving water, pest control, and natural living. The organic method is effective for use coast-to-coast and border-to-border. Howard Garrett books can be found in stores in your neighborhood or in the Green Living Store at howardgarrett.com. Enjoy one of these fine books today.
It's really important to talk about the dog food and the cat food that I recommend, because my recommendation is the best one out there. Munster Naturals, what I'm talking about. The reason these products are so good is, number one, the high quality ingredients. Number two, some very unusual ingredients. And then three, and this is really a big deal, there are no chemical preservatives in the raw materials or in the final blend. That's very, very unusual. You can go to MunsterMilling.com for information. You can give them a call direct at 800-772-7178. One of the unusual ingredients is the high level of flax, which gives this incredibly high level of omega-3 fatty acids, and that's very important to the health of your animals. MunsterMilling.com or 800-772-7178. You'll see great improvement to the skin and coats of dogs and cats when you start the Munster Natural. Give it a shot.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question, because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back, and Marty Whitkin is visiting with me this morning. We're talking about a very important part of green living. It's your health, your personal health. And Marty and I were chatting about how similar the health of plants and the health of people is. In fact, Marty, one of the most common deficiencies in soil is, guess what? Magnesium. Oh, yeah. You can put out magnesium in the form of Epsom salts or Sulpomag, which stands for sulfur, magnesium, and potassium. And it across the board, across the country, that generally helps you a whole lot. And there's some specific diseases that that pop up, or not necessarily just conditions in some cases, like tomatoes, for example. They get a problem called blossom end rot, and the Epsom salts helps that a lot. Most people will tell you it's a calcium deficiency, but Bob Webster and I share information all the time. He's got a show similar to mine down in San Antonio, and he discovered with give and take with his audience, just like we do here, that putting a little Epsom salts in the hole when you plant the tomato totally eliminated that problem. And so it was probably a magnesium deal all along instead of calcium. Now, well, the calcium, the magnesium I take is a magnesium and calcium combination. Is that kind of what you recommend, or you recommend just straight magnesium?
Well, there's some reason that in America we consume more calcium than any country on the planet, and we have more osteoporosis. So I think, and there's a lot of studies now kind of pointing that direction, that, oh, well, maybe what we really need is more vitamin D. Mm-hmm. We need sunshine just like the plants.
Sure.
And maybe we need more magnesium, because otherwise the calcium can't get where it needs to go. And it all goes back to, I get very confused like anybody else would when you've got all these so-called experts that stand up and tell you exactly opposing views on the same thing. So I always say, well, what was happening before we started monkeying with the diet? You know, what did our hunter-gatherer ancestors do?
Before corn syrup was in all the food?
And before we started even eating for economic reasons, we gathered together and we grew crops like wheat that we could do and stay in one place. Well, it turns out that our bodies are very good at picking up calcium, not very good at picking up magnesium, because our ancestors' diet, there was tons of magnesium out there and not very much calcium. So we were adapted to being able to get it that way. And now the diet is totally upside down. We put calcium in the orange juice. It's everywhere. And yet we just have to have milk and dairy products and all these things. But the magnesium, we don't eat enough of the dark leafy greens, the nuts and the seeds and so on. I just wrote a big article for the website about magnesium because I was just horrified that we don't pay more attention to
it. So I need to just get a magnesium supplement, is what you're saying.
Men do get osteoporosis, but I think if you've got a multivitamin that has some calcium in it, that's probably enough, and that it's better to get the you can over-mineralize certain minerals, and that actually becomes an aging factor. That's one of the reasons resveratrol is helpful. It sort of sequesters some of those bad minerals.
We'll talk about my health drink in a little bit here, and you can criticize what I'm doing now, and we'll see how far off I am. But let's keep talking about this banking reform bill. Apparently, we have two different numbers.
On an official source.
Yeah, one is 3217, the other is 3172, and it sounds like somebody there just got the numbers mixed up.
Dyslexia, yeah.
Yeah, just like me. So banking reform bill is what they need to look up. We'll put a link on Dirt Doctor as well as on Marty's website, too, so you can look into it. What do we want to try to accomplish here? Just say keep your hands off type of thing?
It doesn't sound like
control it as much.
It sounds like that amendment was solving a problem that doesn't exist to begin with. Put that aside. Consider it later if there really is a problem and do it right. Don't tack it on to a fast-moving bill that's important. Let it go on its merry way and consider the amendment later. You just want to tell your representatives that you want clear access to supplements, you believe in them, and you don't want anything that's going to interfere with the ability to tell what they do. And you can put it in your own words. You don't have to know the language of the bill or anything sophisticated. If they just know that people out there are paying attention, then they'll pay attention.
That's good. Well, Henry Waxman was the name specifically associated with this, and you've had a little experience with Mr. Waxman, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I have. He's a representative from the Hollywood area and does a lot of good, as any of the ones that have been there for a long time. They do a lot of good on balance, but they have their particular pet issues. And because he was opposed to the dietary supplement bill that America rose up, wrote letters, as many letters. The only issue that had ever gotten more letters about in Washington was the Vietnam War. We got that bill passed, and it allowed some information to get out about supplements, and it kept the FDA from just willy-nilly taking things off the market mm-hmm. because they didn't like them. They had to actually have some good reason for it. Well, he was on the FDA's side in that fight, and he seems to still have kind of in the back of his mind somehow or another he's going to get around to getting even with getting things the way that he thinks they ought to be, which is the government in control of absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And he's the one who inserted this, was the sponsor in the House, and nobody even knew about it until it was already passed. So now the battle is in the Senate.
Okay. All right, everybody, go check it out, and I think it's something that's worth your time. It's the Banking Reform Bill. We have no idea what the number is.
It's, we know the,
it's
some
got
of the numbers.
3, 2, 1, and 7 in it. We know that much. But if you want to talk about that, you can give us a call, too. She's going to be with us for a little bit longer here. It's 866-444-3478. Back to this issue of the soil and plants and humans and pets and livestock all being, you know, needing the same kind of thing. Very, very similar. Sunshine is a big deal. I've in the past did not take vitamin D. I was out in the sun a lot. When I was a kid, I was out in the sun too much. But I do take vitamin D now. Somebody, a friend of mine I was playing golf with the other day, was telling me that you know, this allergy problem is just horrible out there right now. I was talking to Bob on his show about how many people have allergies, including my wife right now, so bad it's like having a real bad cold or the flu almost. It's so severe this year. And this fellow was recommending to me vitamin C. He said that had taken care of his problem, taking very high levels of vitamin C. What do you think about that idea?
Well, it's rumored. I haven't really seen a lot of research on it, but it's rumored that, and a lot of people experience that vitamin C has antihistamine qualities. One of the things for seasonal allergies that I've found really, really effective is local bee pollen.
Yeah, me too. I take it also, yeah.
Get it. Now, some people are very sensitive to it if they have really severe allergies, but I go to the local farmer's market and I get the granules and have people start with one granule and take that. If they don't get a reaction, then 2, 4, 8,
I take,
you know,
a
60.
Handful,
yeah, well, now I'm up to, you know, I throw a tablespoon in my smoothie.
Well, that's probably Brandon and Susan's product that you're talking about, isn't it? My Beekeepers.
I think these people are up in northern part of Texas.
Okay. Well, we have some urban beekeepers right in Dallas, and they have their product.
All the better. Yeah,
we've got
better.
Some of their products in our store, Green Living Shop.
It's kind of like an immunization. You gradually build up so that your immune system says, oh, well, I guess that's okay. I mean, somehow it works. Another thing that works very well is a very high-quality colostrum. For reasons I don't quite understand, it modulates the immune system so that it doesn't overreact.
A colostrum.
Uh-huh.
Which means what?
That's the first substance that all mammals give their infants when they're born, and including humans. It's full of all kinds of immune factors and growth factors and balancing factors, and it's the original dietary supplement. It's the most powerful. It's the one that God gave us.
I just learned something new. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, it's great, and you can get it in capsules or powder or lozenges.
Well, one of the things that we try to get across on the gardening side of the green living philosophy that we try to get people into is that the health of people is directly related to nutrition, just like you preach all the time, and the health of the food is directly related to the health of the soil, and it's a biological system that's the key. And I know I heard you talking about probiotics, and it's kind of, again, it's a very, very similar kind of thing. Why we try to get people to stop using synthetic fertilizers, high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers and all the toxic pesticides, is that it fouls up this balance of biological activity in the soil. And by simply letting it be back where it wants to be, we have much larger and more healthy roots on the plants, and that's directly related to the production of the top of the plant, not only what it looks like and how big it is and how much fruit or vegetables that you get as far as production, but the complex carbohydrates and the flavor in the food as well, which is where the health comes from.
That's really incredible. And I know there have been a number of studies showing that organic fruits and vegetables have more nutrients because they're better able to absorb what's in the soil.
That's exactly right.
And that organics do taste better because they're just more complex structures, I guess.
Well, you can find research out there on both sides of that. There's people, you know, there's critics trying to kill this organic way of thinking because they're the status quo. You know, they're on the other side of the table, and it's them. It's they're getting gored by people who are trying to go this other route. But people that are open-minded and really honest about it will tell you across the board. In fact, we've got research ourselves. We were involved in some pecan research down in Hamilton, Texas. Dr. Joe Bradford down there, and he did research on organic versus conventional production, and they came up with great data showing that the production of the pecans increased rather dramatically using the organic techniques, which the critics say is not the case. But the other thing was that everybody in that research project, the people that worked there and everybody, totally agreed that the flavor of the pecans was greater in the organic than in the conventional.
And it's healthier for the people that are doing the work.
The oil is just much higher quality. We'll talk more about that with Marty Whittakin. I'm Howard Garrett. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this.
There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit howardgarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com today.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden. and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Had trouble previously with hearing aids, just haven't worked quite right for you? Well, this is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I have a suggestion. It's Affordable Hearing. It's a hearing aid company that I recommend with several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on the weekends if appointments then would help your schedule. The hearing helpline is 800-521-1592. It's also the number to call and set an appointment. And Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will do something pretty special for you, and that is give you a free hearing test and let you try one of their high-quality hearing aids at home for about a week with no charge or obligation. Hearing aid company ads are a dime a dozen, so pay attention to this one. This is the company that the Dirt Doctor recommends. It's Affordable Hearing, using only the latest and greatest technology, and they'll save you money through their excellent prices. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard back with you. Marty Whittakin here, too. We're talking about couple of things. Go take a look at her website, and we'll get it on our website on Dirt Doctor and HowardGarrett.com and everything about this banking bill that you need to tell them you don't want them to be messing with the supplements. Or what would be the best thing to tell them that we want here? Just take stuff not related to the banking bill out of the banking bill?
Well, that's probably a real good idea because they're probably stepping on somebody else too. But the actual name of it is Restoring American Financial Stability Act of 2010. They always put these really lofty titles on it. But basically the amendments that are concerning are about the Federal Trade Commission giving them new powers to set up rules and regulations that apparently are unneeded, and there's really nobody keeping an eye on them. So that should be put aside for regular debate, not slip through in the middle of the night.
Just don't want more government on our herbs and vitamins and supplements is what it's really all about. And you were saying earlier that Senators Orrin Hatch and Tom Harkin are the two guys that are the most helpful?
Yes, yes. They have always been really good supporters of, and I personally find both of them very principled, and I don't agree with them on every issue, but they're consistent, they stick to their principles, and think, you know, it's nice to know that there are some like that. But, you know, I wish they would spend more time worrying about things like the contamination of our food, and I was wondering, why do we have so much contaminated food? What's happening in agriculture that's creating all different kinds of foods, everything from the spinach and tomatoes to the peanut butter? Surely it's starting at the farm.
Well, yeah, there's two things that go on, and it's what the basic philosophy of what we teach is all about. The synthetic fertilizers do a very bad job of growing plants. They grow basically synthetic fertilizers are good for growing unhealthy, sickly plants. They grow plants that are green and produce and everything, but you're force-feeding them, and there's two issues there. One is you're only about 10% of the fertilizer is actually getting into the plant when you use synthetic fertilizers. The other 90%, it may be a bigger number than that, volatilizes into the air. It's part of air pollution, and the other leaches through the soil and goes into the water stream. The part that does get into the plant force feeds the plant and grows the plant, but the cells are very weak and watery. They're thin. They're thin-celled membrane and watery, and that literally invites insects and diseases to come in and attack, doing nature's job of taking out unfit plants.
Oh, but that's good for business because they sell pesticides.
Well, the pesticide people do. The farmers and ranchers are just stuck in that paradigm, thinking that that's the only way you can get enough volume, you know, to make the bottom line. And I understand all that. They're stuck in this terrible paradigm. The pesticides are a whole nother issue. They leave contaminants on the food. Now, I tell people when they buy produce at the grocery store, whether it's an organic store or a conventional one, they need to wash that through those fruits and vegetables with something like bio wash or plant wash when they get home, because of you don't know who's been handling it and how contaminated it is just from the handling, whether it's organic or not. Growing plants with manure and compost and everything, by the way, is not part of the problem at all. That's what the chemical people like to say, but that's not it at all. But the other problem is a lot of those chemicals are systemic. Potatoes, for example, they put a product called Timic into the soil, and it can move up through the plant. It does move up through the plant and kills potato bugs on the top of the plant, on the flowers and the foliage. Well, if it's that efficient about moving through that plant, and it's still in the potato when you eat it, guess what? So that's where the contaminants are coming from. One of the reasons why it's so important for people to buy and eat organically grown food.
It's
you can't wash that off.
It's the best thing for the planet, for the farmers, for the soil. I'm really worried that we're losing our topsoil because we are just not using sustainable agriculture.
Well, that's exactly right. When you use these synthetic fertilizers, you just burn the carbon out of the soil. You just speed up the loss of the humus, the carbon that's in that that should be in the top few inches of soil. It has just gotten lower and lower and lower and lower every year, and that's why so many farms and ranches finally fail, is because they just don't have enough carbon in the soil to support growth anymore. Now, the ones that are waking up are starting to see that it's beneficial to put out humus, to put out some compost, spray some compost tea or liquid compost or something, and reverse that loss of the carbon in the soil. That's the big key thing that's going on bad, is that there's a natural loss of carbon from sunlight hitting bare soil. That's why mulch is so important. But everything else is related to making the food bad, too. I got a lot more to talk to you about. Can you hang around for the second hour?
Love to.
That's Marty Whittakin. Her website is radiomarty.com, and that information about that banking reform bill is there. We'll have it on dirtdoctor.com and greenliving.com and howardgarrett.com and all those places, too, because this is important. We'll talk more in the next hour. Join us then. The telephone number, if you want to jump into the conversation, is 866-444-3478. If you don't want to talk, just sit back and listen, because we've got several more things to talk about. Don't go away. We shall return.